Hello and welcome to the Through the Pain podcast. This is a place for chronic pain and chronic illness warriors to dare, dance, and dream through the pain. Yes, it's been a long time. Yep, about December. I know you guys are asking, where you been? The long gap between my first podcast to now. And to be quite honest, I'm telling you, I said it in my first podcast. This chronic illness thing can kick your behind. I was sick for most of November, all of December, all of January, and the earlier part of February. So I'm back now. And I'm back on this podcast thing. And right when I got sick, we did what? We entered into the land of the coronavirus, better known as COVID-19. And the irony of the situation is, as soon as I started feeling better, and as soon as I started combating my chronic illness symptoms with natural and holistic treatments, and feeling amazing, we had to lock down and take precautionary measures and social distancing measures because of COVID-19. So I understand there is mass hysteria, and hey, rightfully so. Everyone feels the danger that surrounds COVID-19. But I am very calm during this whole ordeal. Right now, there are five steps or tools that I'm using right now to help me maintain my peace. And right now, I'm going to share them with you. Number one, stay put. Continue to follow social distancing guidelines, period. Though there's a few of my peers and there's individuals that are younger than me that are still gathering, still congregating, still going to parties, still trying to travel, I don't advise that right now. I advise you to stay put. There's a reason why there's a social distancing order and there's a social distancing guideline. According to the Washington Post, there is an exponential curve when it comes to this virus and the spread of this virus. An exponential curve is an increase, a heightened increase. Once you guys are locked in and so there's social measure precautions, the curve is flattened, meaning the curve goes down. There's less of a risk. So please stay inside. Please listen to the measures. There's many states that have a state of emergency. There's a reason, okay? I don't want to hear any more about kids lurking on beaches in Florida or people having lingerie parties. Yes, that has happened in Boston. Let's be smart, be wise, and not put each other at risk. This one is for my chronic illness warriors, okay? Number two, you've been through this before. Everyone with a chronic illness, as whether it be sickle cell, whether it be lupus, fibromyalgia, whatever your illness may be, we've been through this before. We always have hand sanitizer on deck. We always try to protect ourselves when people are coughing, because as soon as someone coughs or sneezes on us, I'm telling you, I end up in the emergency room. This is nothing new to me. We always have to cancel events or cancel our plans. We are looking for financial help all of the time because we don't know if we have to take off of work or if there's going to be a big medical expense associated with our illness. There's always times of self-isolation. The list goes on and on. Number three, use this time to develop your self-awareness. One who is fully self-aware has a realization of their feelings, their personalities, strengths, and weaknesses. When developing your self-awareness, I advise you to start reflecting, meditating, praying. But I do recommend that you start off by journaling. Include your goals, your thoughts, your dreams and aspirations. When you are on the road to a greater self-awareness, you start having a meaningful relationship with yourself. Number four, incorporate self-care into your daily routine. Self-care is simply the practice of taking action to preserve and improve your own health. There are hundreds of self-care activities that you can do right in the comfort of your own home. But when it comes to self-care activities, make sure it's something that can work for you. Exercise. Get enough adequate sleep during this time. And to manage stress, there are so many self-care things that you can do. Aromatherapy. Light a candle. You know you can't get a massage or get your nails done for all you ladies or, get your hair done right now. But try to find other ways to pamper yourself during this time. I'm going to take a little break, but when I come back, I'm going to give you the fifth and final tool that I use to keep calm during this calamity. We'll return right after this. Welcome back to the Through the Pain podcast. Thanks again for joining me. Right now, I'm going to share with you my fifth and final tool to help me during not only this crisis, but any crisis in my life. This has been a constant. And it may be a little controversial to some, but this fifth tool should actually be number one. Have a connection with a higher power. My higher power is God. You don't have to have this religion or belief systems that I have, but having a connection to a higher power gives you clarity and a peace. And I have a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ. And it is that relationship with God that surpasses all of my understanding. So what I'm understanding right now, what I am seeing right now, the chaos, everyone dying, 10,000 at our left, 1,000 at our right, we may not understand, but it is my relationship that with God that gives me peace through all of the circumstance, through all of the COVID-19 scares, and yes, even through the pain, my relationship with God comes first. So that concludes my five tips to keep you sane during this coronavirus outbreak. I pray that you guys are well. I hope that you stay in touch. Please feel free to email me at dima@throughthepain.org. If you have any questions or would like to be featured on an upcoming podcast episode, please feel free to use that same email as well. You can email me at dima@throughthepain.org or contact@throughthepain.org. Take care of yourself and be well. For tools,
merchandise, and additional information, log on to our website, www.throughthepain.org. This has been a Public Praise Media production.